A song is perfect in laying the foundation for that which we're going to be looking. You might have even noticed, possibly at the top of the page, 849, the song, and it refers to Psalm chapter 60 and verse 4. I have my Bible open to that particular place, but before I even go there, look at the words of the song again. There's a royal banner, some type of flag or ensign, something that can fly maybe over a location. And even as I think of that, I think of a couple of events in our history years ago. 9/11, and the buildings had come crashing down. And likely you can picture in your mind now those workers that climbed upon that rubble and had an American flag extending and waving in the waves. It indicated who we are and what we represent. There's another time that comes to my mind. This goes even further back. I remember those who first walked on the moon and how they took a flag and kind of buried it in the ground where it would stand up and show a banner indicating that Americans first had inhabited. Here in this song, there's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the king as an ensign fair. We lift it up today, while as ransom ones we sing. Go with me to Psalm chapter 60 and read with me the first few verses. The psalmist says, O God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Without going into the minute details, we can see a particular state in time when evidently people had been displeasing to God and were not in a right relationship with God. And the petition to God was, please, don't cast us off. You've scattered us. You've been displeased with us. Verse 2, thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner, there it is, a banner to them that fear thee, that it might be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and hear me, God has spoken in his holiness. What does it mean? Verse 4, thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Does it apply to us? I offer the suggestion that this is just one imagery, a great instruction reflecting on that particular time and how they were petitioning God because of their displeasure in the sight of God and asking God, I know what you've done. You've cast us off. I mean, you're displeased. And then God, in essence, says, I've given you a banner. Display it. Christians, I'm afraid, at times we have failed to unfurl the banner. I'm afraid that we maybe possibly don't even grasp what it is that we are to do, and thus we neglect to do what we need to do in order to please God. The world may not even know who we are, what we represent, because we failed to display the banner. And to that, you may be saying, Paul, what are you talking about? So let's ask some questions. Let's maybe probe the matter very simply. First of all, what is our banner? What was it to them? It was different to them. They lived in a different time. We live in the Christian age, the church age, and Jesus Christ is our banner. Hebrews chapter 12 speaks about the Messiah, the Lord and Savior. And indeed, we need not to exalt ourselves and say, look at us, how great we are, but rather the Apostle Paul is a great example when he said, I'm going to proclaim and exalt only Christ and Him crucified. He was His Lord. Christ was His life, and He should be ours. He should be our banner. And what I need to do just initially, allow me to maybe go down this road of thought and declare that I need to let the world know that Christ is my life. I need to let the world know that I'm going to live for Christ in a way that's pleasing to Christ. Story is told. I was told that it actually happened. There were families that lived together in this neighborhood, two of them in particular, very close, pretty close to each other. And they knew each other. They would see each other. They'd wave as they'd go in and out of their homes, going to work, whatever it may be. Tragedy struck. The death of one of the members of the family. The story is told that the other family went to the funeral home to express condolences and learned that they were members of the Church of our Lord and just went to a different congregation. And according to what the story was told to me was, in the course of the conversation, one said to the other, I didn't even know that you were a Christian. And the question that arises in my mind is, how can you live side by side? Maybe you can. Maybe I'm being judgmental. But how can you live beside one if we've unfurled our banner? If we're living for Christ, if we're letting the world aggressively, initiating our sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others, how can we live close to someone like that without them knowing it? Christ is the center. Now, Christ is going to also be kind of the one that is attacked. If we let others know that Christ is our life and He is that banner that we're unfurling as the one that we serve, there may be charges made. There may be attacks that are made against us. Who are you following? Somebody that died? Who is he 2,000 years ago? Yes, he died about 2,000 years ago. But we can reply, but he lives today. God having raised him from the dead, and he is the center of our life. He is the center, as it were, of our life of victory. I rejoice in serving him because I've been told that I can have victory in Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:57. I have been told that I can be victorious over sin and temptation and Satan's attacks, the challenges and trials of life. I can be victorious even over ultimately death. They can't take that away. I can die on this earthly sojourn, cease to live here, but I'm just going to go home to be with my Lord, Jesus Christ. I've got to unfurl the banner. I've got to kind of fly our flag. In recent weeks and months, we've seen signs out in the front of yards of the particular candidate that they were pulling for, represented by that house and who they were for. Should we, I'm not talking about necessarily having a sign out in our yard, but in some way, let the world know who we're for. Let somehow our initiate the fact that our banner is Jesus. It may be that we could give somebody a piece of literature. It may be that we could invite someone to come and worship with us. It might be that we would just ask someone, you know, I've been studying about this quite a bit lately, and I just wonder if you're right with your Lord, prepared for death. A little bit more aggressive, a little bit on the blunt side. But it would give you an opportunity for you to say, Jesus is my banner. I care about you and your relationship with Christ, and he's the only one in which salvation can be. Back to chapter 60. When he said in verse 4, thou hast given a banner. To whom is it given? Well, our answer, if we go to the New Testament, is Christ was given here to come to earth, which he did, John chapter 1, verse 14, manifested in the flesh, live among men. He came to this earth, was given by the eternal Father, and we remember the manger, came as a babe. But he died ultimately as a man during his earthly ministry on the cross. You see, that for which we represent and that we believe in, we're talking about what God gave to us. Thou, Father, you've given the Messiah, the Savior, to make it possible that we may be saved. He is my life, and I'm going to live for him. And we might go further and say, ask the question, all right, it was given by God, but to whom was it given? To all men? No. You see, God has a chosen people, and we are those people, those that fear God, those that love God with all of our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. Those that resolve in our heart that we're going to try to glorify God in order to be able to have that right relationship with God and one day to live with God. It's not just everyone that's all over the world is that banner that they can put out there. Oh, they can make claims, but the claims are not true. But those that fear him, love him, serve him, obey him fully can declare to the world and should fly our banner, lift up our banner, even as it says here, thou hast given a banner to them that fear the Lord, that it might be displayed. We find then the purpose. If we were to ask the question, for what purpose was this banner given? It was to be displayed. It wasn't to sit in a closet, in a box. It wasn't to lay on a mantle in the home. It's not like maybe in many, many maybe thousands of homes. We have plenty of Bibles, but they lay there on the coffee table and collect dust. Or maybe rarely is it opened, only in occasions when tragedy strikes and we have to go to the Bible, go to God, because we don't know where else to turn, and we open the Bibles during. God wants this banner. Read it again. Thou hast given a banner, verse 4, to them that fear thee, that it might be displayed because of the truth. What are we doing in that behalf? In 1 Peter chapter 3, for an example, it says that we're to be ready to give an answer always of the hope that lies within us. In other words, we have the truth. We've obeyed the truth. We have the hope then that is in Jesus Christ. Is it just going to reside there and not go any further? No. Our family and our friends, our next door neighbors, the ones we work with, whoever that might be in our life, have we allowed them to see the ones that we serve, the one that we served, the banner that represents the one that we serve? It's given to us for a purpose. But it's up to us to make sure that we lift up Jesus. I love the phrase that's found in John 12, verse 32, when it talks about if he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Christ has the power to change the lives of men, but it may not change the lives of this one and this one and this one, whom we have friendship with, interaction with, because they haven't even seen Christ in our life. They haven't heard about Christ. We haven't raised our banner, as it were. And maybe the thoughts go through our mind, well, all it would probably do is just upset them. They'd get angry. I'd lose a friend. Do we dare allow some frivolous thought to keep us from telling them about Jesus? And he be lifted up in their life and change their life? Save their life? Would it not be better even if we upset someone? Like Galatians 6, 4 and verse 16, when Paul asked the Galatian Christians, am I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I hear a tender Paul. He's pleading with them. He's talking to them about the truth of God. I don't want to be your enemy. I want to help you be saved. And we could say the same thing. So the banner was given that it might be displayed, verse 4, given to them that fear thee, that it might be displayed. But what's the results? What's the purpose as well as the result? You see, if I have an open representation, demonstration of the one I believe in, the one I'm going to follow, the one I've submitted my life to, it kind of nails me down. It helps me personally, not just others that see it, but I've made a declaration. I am declaring myself to be the one for Christ. And I'm going to stand on that. I'm letting the world know. Well, this is a strange illustration. LaDonna and I used to smoke. She quit before I did. I quit in 1972. That's how long ago it was. I tried a lot of times. Somebody said, quitting smoking is hard. I said, nah, it's easy. I've quit 100 times. But this particular time, April 1972. What I did was I told everybody I was going to do it. My mom had been trying to get me to quit for a long time. I had fought against her. But I told Mother I was going to quit. That was the date. I told my friends I'm going to quit. I kind of painted myself into a corner. What I did was I kind of lifted my banner about the fact, here's what I'm going to do. I couldn't back down then. And I quit that day. I still got the pack of Winston's in my desk drawer in Pulaski right now, the last pack that I had. It's kind of a testimony to me. I chose to do that. It wasn't good. It wasn't healthy for me to do that. And I should have quit. I'd been a slave to it for a long time, but I finally won that battle. And now I wanted to, as it were, lift my banner. Well, it's much, much more important, far more than just quitting smoking. The Savior that we serve, the Lord and Master of our life, to let others know exactly and acknowledge He is the Lord of my life. And you know, sometimes that will even generate courage in our lives. Courage of, okay, boy, look at me. I've let people know. I'm not ashamed of Him. I believe in Him. He is the true and the living Son of God, as I confessed before I was baptized. And I want the world to know that, because He is sovereign and divine. And sometimes courageousness is contagious. It might even help others to be able to make that same declaration. But contrast that to maybe being afraid, a little bit on the timid side. Verse 4 again, Thou hast given a banner to them that fear, respect Him, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Folks, we live in a world that's hurting, suffering. The pains of sin, the problem, the slavery in which people find themselves. And we have the remedy. We have the means by which they can be forgiven, come to Christ, find peace in a way that they can't find in any other available alternative. There is none. Dare we not display our royal banner given for display as the soldiers of our Lord? Now, it's not about us saying, boy, look at me, how great I am. I am now a Christian. I'm perfect. I'm hope. No, no, no. It's not about us. It's about our Savior, the powerful Lord that can provide the solution to our greatest problem, sin, and it can our friends as well. The thesis of this lesson is very simple, to cause us to maybe pause, to reexamine, to think about ways in which we can glorify Christ, tell others about Christ. And Psalm 60, verse 4, accomplishes offering that challenge. It was acknowledged then that Thou hast given us a banner to be displayed for the truth. That's us too. That's what we've got to do to please God. The lesson is yours. Be getting your psalm book, turning to the number 240. Richard's going to lead us in just a moment. We're going to stand, give any and all an opportunity. If there's any need that you have of coming to Christ, not to me, to Christ. If we can be as a servant, as an instrument of His, and help in any way, please come as we stand and sing.